Galaxy Galaxy Strong Lens Perturbations, Line of Sight Halos vs. Lens Subhalos, by Chohan He et al. We re-derive the number density of intervening line of sight halos relative to lens subhalos in Galaxy Galaxy Strong Lensing observations, where these perturbers can generate detectable image fluctuations. Previous studies have calculated the detection limit of a line of sight small mass dark halo by comparing the lensing deflection angles it would cause to those caused by a subhalo within the lens. However, this overly simplifies the difference in observational consequences between a subhalo and a line of sight halo. Furthermore, it does not take into account degeneracies between an extra subhalo and the uncertain properties of the main lens. More in keeping with analyses of real-world observations, we regard a line-of-sight halo as detectable only if adding it to a smooth model generates a statistically significant improvement in the reconstructed image. We find that the number density of detectable line-of-sight perturbers has been overestimated by as much as a factor of 2 in the previous literature. For typical lensing geometries and configurations, very deep imaging is sensitive to twice as many line-of-sight perturbers as subhalos, but moderate depth imaging is sensitive to only slightly more line-of-sight perturbers than subhalos. This was Galaxy Galaxy Strong Lens Perturbations, Line-of-Sight Halos vs. Lens Subhalos, by Chohan He et al.